from 1966 until 1989.
You must have seen some changes in that time.
Well, yes, because when I first came, it was a very small two-teacher infant school. Mm-hmm. And there were only about less than 40 children on roll. And when you compare it with when I left, there were over 200 on roll. So
tremendous difference.
It was amazing, yes. But there were so many changes along the way. Before it became a primary school, because it started off as an infant school with the junior school quite separate up at the church, what is now the church school building. So the children came to us until they were seven, and then they went up to the church school. We were a county school, you see.
Yes.
And I think before I came, you know, there was a bit of rivalry between the Methodists and the Church of England.
Yes.
Because that was a Church of England school, and the sort of nonconformists seemed to go to
the Methodists, because they had a big schoolroom, didn't they?
That's right, yes. But so that's how it was when I came. And then after a few years, it was the infant school then, became a 5 to 8 plus 9 school. Mm. So they didn't leave me until they were about 9. Mm-hmm. And then they went up to the church school.
Ah.
And then eventually, you know, there was a long drawn out sort of consideration, shall I say, as to whether the new school, which was going to be combining the two present schools, as it were, whether it would be a church school, a primary church school, or a county primary.
Yes.
So, Mr. Fazakli, who was the head of the church school, and myself, we didn't know quite whether we'd have a job at the end of all this, you know. But fortunately for me, it went my way. So I became the head of, the primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And but of course, it was on a split site. I had to, my base was at the primary school, but I had to go up to the church school each morning. I took an assembly at the primary school, at the county school. Then I hopped in my little mini and went up to the church school and took another assembly up there. You know, actually, you know, it worked all right, but I was, you know, it was a lot of extra work, really. But I enjoyed it. And then when the new buildings were ready, the extension to the county school, the children who were still at the church school came down to the primary school, and we became one. Which was,
must have been a relief.
yes it was it was interesting though to see, you know, how it developed.
Mm.
It was lovely.
The lessons must have changed over the years as well.
The
lessons, what you were teaching, did that change much?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, our aim was to sort of, you know, get them proficient in the basics, and we did lots of sort of extra curricular things in school, you know. Latter years at the school, we were introducing computers, you know, because, you know, it was quite a big thing, really, to
just
have computers
in
schools. But I wanted the children, when they left our school, to be, well, have a sort of a basic knowledge of computers before they went to the secondary school. So, you know, luckily we had a member of staff who was interested, and you know, we set the ball rolling and had computer. But yeah, but I mean, the basics really are the same all the way through, aren't they, really? I mean, they've got to learn to read and write and do the maths, and they've got to have the tools
to be able to go on,
move forward. But of course, when I was there at the school, first of all, we had coal fires in the classrooms.
Ooh.
And it was lovely. The school was warm, very warm. They were very, you know, big fireplaces. And we had three classrooms, and each classroom had a fireplace. But there were only two classes at that time in the school. We used the third classroom for various odds and ends, you know. But that was three fires there, and a stove thing in the front hall where the children came in. So that was four fires, and our dear old caretaker, she used to get up ever so early in the morning. About 7 o'clock she was doing the fires in the school. And when we got into school, oh, it was wonderful. She had a blazing fire in each room, and it was all so cosy. But the funny thing was, the fires were so, fierce, I suppose, and there were no curtains at the windows, and you can guess, people saw the red glow in the classroom and thought the classroom were on fire. A couple of times we've had phone calls, you know, to say, you know, would you go and have a look and see everything's all right. But yes, and then of course, rumour had it that we were the last school in Somerset to have coal fires in the classroom. I don't know if it's true.
I can believe it.
But it was lovely. And then, of course, in at the front of the school, where there are trees now, you know what
yes.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
sort of coming up to the main road,
mm-hmm.
where the entrance, school entrance used to be, right? Do you know where it...
I know where you mean, yes.
Of course, that was a field there, and the old chap from, I can't think of his name now, he lived just up the road, he kept cows and he used to graze the heifers, you know, mm-hmm. young cow, and he used to graze them in front of the school, you know, and it was quite a different sort of setting from what it is now. But, you know, as I said before, the school grew and grew and grew and grew, and you know, at the time you're not aware of it really, are you?
Mm.
But when you look back and you compare what it was like when you started and when you finished, it's quite different.
Oh, don't they?
Oh, they do, yes. And I always, if we were having a concert or anything, I always, well, I think I can more or less truthfully say, involved every child so that they were dressed up, you know. Because I feel sorry for the poor little things who get left out, you know. And in a school like we had, I mean, we could do that. We could get them all dressed up, and we had wonderful parents who helped with costumes and things, you know.
People can come back.
And that's right.
You know, and
see something
again.
Different.
Yeah.
We did a pageant. And I wrote the text, you know, and we did it, and we had it was an Elizabethan one, and I forget, it was some special day. I think it was the anniversary of the Armada. But every child in the school was dressed up and took part, you know. And we had a poem, Queen Elizabeth riding on a pony. Does. And, you know, you can tell the parents all made an effort to buy the uniform. But I always try to have uniform that was easily bought and reasonably priced.
That's,
I mean, they could go to Asda or anywhere, you know, and buy a blue shirt. We used to get lots of praise when we took the children out.
I can understand it, because they look so good.
How nice they looked and how well behaved they were.
But so. I must admit,